hits are hot at cruising WGCM AM 1240. Go ahead, touch it. Ow! Told you it was hot, dummy. Welcome from the Coast Cruises Car Club. Get the app and carry us everywhere at WGCMAM.com.
World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is June 15th. 1 in 10 older adults worldwide experience some form of abuse. The Southern Mississippi Planning and Development District's Ombudsman Program is a voice for elders and promotes awareness of the abuses and crimes against vulnerable adults. Elder abuse and mistreatment can lead to early death, physical and psychological harm, destroy relationships, cause devastating financial loss, and can occur at home or in long-term care settings. Report abuse at 1-844-437-6282 or contact the Ombudsman Program for more information at 228-868-2311. This announcement supported by a grant from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, do you know anyone who mows? My yard desperately needs some TLC.
Yeah, T-Mows.
Okay, who's T?
I meant T-Mows Lawn Services. They've been keeping my yard looking its best for years.
Oh, T-Mows Lawn Services. Got it. Do you think they could help with my flower beds too?
Definitely. T-Mows offers landscaping, pressure washing, fence staining, pretty much anything you can think of. Residential or commercial, they're insured and good, honest people. Look up T-Mows Lawn Services for a free quote today. T-M-O-W-S.
This summer, the heat is on at Nissan of Picayune's Summer Sell Down event. Get scorching hot deals on their entire lineup of new Nissans.
Save big on the fuel-efficient Altima,
the rugged Frontier,
and family-friendly Rogue
with up to $1,000 bonus cash on select models.
There's never been a better time to drive away in a brand new Nissan.
Hurry in today.
The summer sell down event is happening now.
But these deals won't last long.
Visit online, nissanofpicayune.com.
I-59 at exit 4.
Nissan of Picayune,
where your summer savings sizzle.
Offers end soon. See dealer for details.
The freedom that we celebrate this 4th of July has not come easy or without cost. At Coast Glass and Mirror, we're thankful for all the men and women who have served our country. We owe our freedom to you. Happy 4th of July from Coast Glass and Mirror in Bay St. Louis.
At Doctors Nutrition, helping you stay healthy is our top priority. On this 4th of July, we would like to share a few words of advice to help you stay safe as well. Follow fireworks safety, don't drink and drive, and honor our troops. Happy Independence Day from Doctors Nutrition.
In your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center, a coastal flood warning is in effect for Hancock County until tomorrow afternoon. Harrison and Jackson counties under a coastal flood advisory. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, low 76, a 30% chance of scattered showers tomorrow, otherwise partly cloudy, the high around 90, 30% rain chance Friday and Saturday, too.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecticut Sausage, Pafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
From the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth at Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama, we welcome you inside Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network as we get set for game two of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers at 26-36, double-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Racket City Trash Pandas, who enter today at 32-31. They are the double-A affiliates of the Los Angeles Angels. Shuckers took the series opener last night as we get you set for first pitch, scheduled for 6:35. Javon Blake alongside you throughout the night. Yesterday, it was the Shuckers pitching staff that dominated. They gave up just one run in the first inning, and that was it. The offense scored three unanswered. Shuckers win it by a 3-1 final. Shane Smith allowed just one run in four and a third innings, continues that lower his ERA since entering the starting rotation. Now sits at a 3.12 in six starts since moving into the rotation. Meanwhile, out of the bullpen, Craig Yoho, an inning and a third scoreless, struck out four each one of his four outs recorded via the strikeout. Nate Peterson, 2 1/3. Blake Hubbup, a scoreless inning to pick up his third save of the season. The bullpen combines for 4 2/3 no-hit innings and paves the way to a 3-1 Checkers win over Rocket City. Tonight, it's a top-flight pitching matchup. The second-ranked prospect, first-ranked pitching prospect in the Angels system, Caden Dana, all of 20 years old, goes up against the Brewers' top prospect in Jacob Mizorowski, who gets the start today for Biloxi. Speaking of the player development side, though, we are joined next by the Brewers' development, the director of player development in Spencer Allen. We talked to him a bit about his journey to the Brewers, which has been a winding path that includes time as the head coach of Northwestern on the college side. We also talked to him a bit about the excitement around this organization as we head towards the 2024 MLB first-year player draft. They come join next, first pitch scheduled for 6:35 on the Checkers Radio Network.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the second of six games in a series between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas in Madison, Alabama. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by a very special guest. It's the Director of Player Development for the Brewers, Spencer Allen. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
It's been a big-time change for you. Last year, you were the field coordinator for the organization. Now you've moved up to the Director of Player Development role. What has that transition been like for you this season?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, first off, very lucky to be part of the Brewers organization. Honestly, it's been a smooth transition. I'm doing similar duties as a field coordinator. I think one of the biggest changes is just, that peek behind the curtain in the front office and really trying to see how moves are made. And my focus is probably a little bit more lower level, but really still looking at the total picture here. It's been fun.
How much do you enjoy getting that little peek behind the curtain of the front office?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, I think there's no doubt. Number one, it's still player development, right? And we still want to put people first. But I think one of the things that the Brewers just have done such a great job of is just really having a process in what they do. And I think that's one of my biggest takeaways. Everything from how we acquire players to moves that are made. There's a system and process in place, and so just really getting a look at that and why decisions are made. It's been fun.
You mentioned about that process. There's a reason why the Milwaukee Brewers have had so many guys graduate from this system, especially this season as well. Seven different guys from the Shuckers team from last year have already made their big league debuts. How special is it seeing that homegrown talent making it to the big leagues and then guys like Jackson Churio, Tobias Myers excelling at the big league level?
Yeah, I just think it speaks to the synergy from, like you said, the international scouting side, domestic scouting side. And then as well as player development, and then having that synergy with the big league staff, knowing what we're kind of the North Star is, what we're aiming for, I just think we're in a great spot right now, and it's fun to be a part of, and just really happy for the young men that have put a lot of work, because at the end of the day, that's the credit goes to them, as they've really put a lot of work into their craft.
You've been in player development throughout your career as a coach. Wasn't always, though, at the professional level. You spent a lot of your time at the college level. You were the head coach at Northwestern for a few years before moving over to the Brewers organization. What has that transition been like from college players to pro players?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, you know, right, you're still trying to teach. Coming from college, there's no doubt, right, of you have this sort of development period, right, of fall. And then it's you're trying to win, right? And so I think the biggest change is just this never losing the focus of development, right? We're going out to compete, and we want to beat the trash pandas tonight, but we understand the bigger picture, right? And it's about the development of our young men. So I think that's just the biggest difference, I'd say.
Well, and you mentioned that you work a lot with the lower levels. Those guys are usually the same age as the guys that you coached in college. Does that make it easier for you to transition when you're around a lot of the same age players as you were at Northwestern?
Yeah, and first off, I used to always sit here and look out there with these pro players and go, this guy would have been an all Big Ten player. This guy would have been an all Big Ten player. So the talent that I get an opportunity to work with, I don't lose sight of that, of just how good of players that they are. But then to the same point of they still deal with, you know, girlfriends and families, and you know, they still have lives outside of baseball that you want to be there to help mentor. And I do really enjoy that piece of it.
How much do you enjoy that outside of it, of developing these guys, not only as players, but helping develop them as human beings as well? Because even on this roster, Dylan O'Reilly's all 20 years old.
Yeah. And again, I think each player, you know, it comes to this in a different spot. I think there's a reason why Dylan O'Reilly has moved so fast. One of it, obviously, very talented. But, I mean, what a great head on his shoulders, the ability and understanding of what it takes to do day in and day out work-wise. And not being able to beat himself up for you know, failures that are inevitable. So I just think that's something that is fun to watch a guy like Dylan just handle professional baseball, because it's not easy.
A lot of guys will be making that transition to pro ball in about a month. MLB first year player draft coming up, which is a busy time of year for you guys in the front office. What does this next month look like preparation wise for that first year player draft?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is that there's a change, right, in MLB, right? We have this 165 number, right, of players that we have to stay under. So that's one big change. I think it's an exciting time. There's no doubt. You start to, with the College World Series going on right now, you're following certain players. And, you know, and ultimately here in about a month, we're going to get a new crop of players and got to onboard them to the Brewers way and ultimately welcome them to the organization. So it's an exciting time.
Is there a lot of excitement when it builds up towards the draft, almost like Christmas Day, for the scouts, for you, the cross-checkers, everybody in the organization, when 12 months and sometimes even more of scouting and cross-checking and looking these guys and watching and meeting finally comes to fruition on draft day?
Yeah, and I think for sure for the scouts, I mean, that's I don't want to take that away from them. I mean, that hard work that they put in, yeah, but it's exciting for us, you know, because again, these are guys. It seems like yesterday Brock Wilkin was just showing up, right? And I had a chance to work with Brock Wilkin with USA Baseball a little bit, so I had some history with them. So it's just fun to hear those stories. My time in college baseball, I oftentimes know the coaches that these guys played for, and so it's fun. But I know the scouts really, really enjoy the 3 days coming up here in July.
Well, hey, it's an exciting time. Appreciate the time today. Thanks much.
Doug, thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shunkers Trash Pandas coming up next.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Welcome back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Javon Blanker alongside you as we get set for first pitch, second game of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers at 26-36 and the Racket City Trash Pandas at 32-31. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup, and it is a matchup of the top pitching prospect in the Angels organization in Caden Dana and the top pitching prospect and the top prospect in the Brewers organization in Jacob Mizorowski. Dana's thrown a ton of innings this year. 70 already through his first 12 starts. He's gone 6 or more in 8 of his 12 starts this season. He's 4-4 with a 2.31 earned run average, 21 walks, 72 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 183 against him. For the Shuckers, it's the righty Jacob Mizorowski, 0-2 with a 3.88 ERA on the season. Today is his 13th start so far, 46 and a third innings, 34 walks, 60 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 207 against him. For the Shuckers, it's a lineup that is built by Renova Roofing and signed by acting manager Finn O'Pena. Dylan O'Ray is in the leadoff spot for the left side and his first hit and his first swing at the AA level last night in his AA debut. Mike Bovee bats second and bats from the left side. He's DHing tonight. Brock Wilkin plays third and bats third. Darian Miller in the cleanup spot. He slots in behind the plate. Eric Brown Jr. at short bats fifth. Carlos Rodriguez back in center field today. Bats in the sixth spot. And 7-8-9 goes Ernesto Martinez Jr., Noah Campbell, and Casey Martin to round out the order. Martinez Jr. playing first, Campbell playing left, and Martin is playing right. For the Trash Pandas, Nelson Rada plays center and leads it off from the left side. Denzar Guzman plays short and bats second. Orlando Martinez in the lineup today. He came in yesterday as a pinch hitter late for Sam Brown. Martinez is playing left in bats third. Eric Wagaman, the DH tonight, is in the cleanup spot. Tucker Flint plays right in bats fifth. Tyler Payne behind the plate, bats in the sixth spot. Sam Brown plays first in bats seventh. Ben Goble bats in the eighth spot and plays third. While Errol Vera, switch hitter in the shortstop position, bats in the ninth spot. Shuckers looking to continue their run of good form. They enter today winners of two in a row. It's an offense that's been cooking. 5 or more runs in 8 of their last 14. It's been the 6th best offense in AA since late May, averaging almost 5.5 runs per game. Today they take on the top pitching prospect in the Angels system and the 91st overall prospect in baseball in Caden Dana. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. First pitch on your way next from Madison, Alabama on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to neck a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Grand slam. Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1. Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short. Fires the first in time. Third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes. Fires the first. Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCN.
Aker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's 5 in a row.
You're home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in the right, down, ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero, Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Rendition of the national anthem gets us going on a Wednesday night as the Biloxi Shuckers get set for game two of a six-game set against the Rocket City Trash Pandas from Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Shuckers AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers enter today at 26-36. They have won three of their last four against the Rocket City Trash Pandas at 32-31. They have dropped 5 of 6. Javik Blake alongside you. Thanks much for joining us. It is a gorgeous night for baseball. 86 degrees, a little bit of cloud cover, wind in from left at 7 miles an hour as it's a matchup of the top two pitching prospects in each of the Brewers and Angels systems as Caden Dana, the top-ranked pitching prospect in the Angels system, gets the ball for Rocket City. Dana, 4-4 with a 2.31 ERA. Today's his 13th start. He has thrown a ton of innings this season. Already 70 of them in 12 starts, 21 walks, 72 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 183 against him. Shuckers lineup is built by Renova Roofing and signed by Shuckers acting manager Fidel Pena. Dylan O'Reilly is in the leadoff spot. Got his first double-A hit yesterday. Mike Bobby bats second. Brett Wilkins in the three spot. Darian Miller bats fourth. Eric Brown Jr. bats fifth. Carlos Rodriguez bats sixth. Then it's Ernesto Martinez Jr., Noah Campbell, and Casey Martin to round out the order. Shuckers today wearing their military-themed alternate jerseys. Stands in at the very back of the left-handed box. Dana kicks and fires. O'Reilly takes strike one. It's a fastball at 93 from Dana. We're officially underway. First pitch tonight, 6:37 p.m. Central Time. Again, 86 degrees and cloudy. The 0-1 pitch. O'Reilly takes low. And the count evens at 1-1. Dana, just like O'Reilly, 20 years old. O'Reilly, 1-for-4 yesterday in his Double-A debut. The 1-1 pitch. He takes strike two. Fastball in the inside corner at 93. Dana, 6'4", 215 pounds. Native of Warwick, New York. From the middle of the rubber, he fires. O'Reilly fouls it back, and he stays alive. O'Reilly yesterday singled on the first pitch he saw at the Double-A level. Struck out three times and then drew a walk in the late innings. The 1-2 pitch. O'Reilly swings and misses. Dana throws the slider for the first time tonight. He picks up his first strikeout of the day. Brings up Mike Bovee. Dana's a four-pitch guy. Fastball, curveball, slider, and a changeup. Strikeouts have come in a big way for him the last two starts. 10 strikeouts in 8 innings against Chattanooga two starts ago. He fires to the lefty Bovee. He corks it foul ball, third base side, and out of play. The count goes 2-1. Last time out, got the loss in a 1-0 game against Mississippi. Went 7 innings, gave up 1 unearned run, struck out 9. The 0-1 pitch misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. He's rocking the long blonde hair. Looks stunningly similar to Noah Syndergaard. The pitch. Bovee drives it foul. Third base side. Ben Goble over towards the railing. He's got space. With about a foot to spare, he makes the catch. And he retires Bovee for the second out. Ben Goble's at third today. Denzer Guzman is at short. Errol Vera at second. Sam Brown's at first. And Tyler Payne is behind the plate. Outfield from left to right, Orlando Martinez, Nelson Rada, and Tucker Flynn. Brock Wilkin digs in, very back of the right-handed box. Dana fires. Wilkin drives it down the right field line, foul. The count goes 2-1. That was a fastball at 94 from Dana. Fastball this year is topped out at 97. Wilkin digs back in. 230 hitter this year. 6 homers, 19 driven in. Dana delivers. Misses off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. We're scoreless in the top of the first inning. 2 out, nobody on. Dana delivers. Wilkin takes low and away. Fastball at 94. The count goes to 2-1. Dana kicks and delivers. Wilkin takes off the inside corner. It's a slider at 86. The count goes to 3-1. Dana's explosion this year in Double-A, a little bit unexpected. Last year finished out the season with High A Tri-City in the Northwest League. The 3-1 pitch. Wilkin drives it out to left. Martinez charges in on it, in towards left center. Rada is there with him. Martinez calls him off. He makes the catch. And that is the end. Wilkin hit it hard, but just got under it. A 50-degree launch angle turns a home run into a harmless fly out to left and ends the top of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Jacob Mizorowski faces this trash pan disorder for the first time this season when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Kurt Hoag, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom of the first for Toyota Field in Trash Panda Country, Rocket City, just outside of Huntsville, Alabama. Lefty Nelson Rotto leads it off for Rocket City against the righty Jacob Mizorowski. Mizorowski 0-2 with a 3.88 ERA. This is his 13th start of the season. 60 strikeouts and 46 in the third innings. He faces the lefty Rotta, 226 hitter this year. Mizorowski delivers his first pitch. It's a called strike one at the knees. It's a sinker at 90 miles an hour. Rana, Denzer Guzman, Orlando Martinez, the top three in the order. Mizorowski delivers. Misses up and away. Curveball at 82. And the count evens at one ball and one strike. Mizorowski delivers. Rana rolls it to short. Brown Jr. to an eight. He grabs it, fires to first. It's in time. And that retires Rada for the first out. Brock Wilkins at third tonight for Biloxi. Eric Brown Jr. is at short. Dylan O'Ray is at second. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is at first. Darren Miller's behind the plate. Outfield from left to right. Noah Campbell, Carlos Rodriguez, and Casey Martin. Denzer Guzman stands in, hitting 260 this season. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first. Mizorowski delivers. Fastball, called a strike. Count goes to 0-1. Mizorowski, four-pitch guy, fastball, curveball, slider, and a cutter. The 0-1 pitch, Guzman takes low and away. Slider at 93, and the count evens 1-1. Good to see that first pitch of the day for Mizorowski. A little bit of a blip in the radar. The 1-1 pitch misses low. Slider at 93, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. Anytime you have a guy with the arm like Mizorowski, and the first pitch comes in at 92 with fastball movement, that's always a bit of cause for concern, but he's been terrific ever since in the velo side of things. 2-1 pitch. Misses up and in. And home plate umpire Chandler Durham rules that Guzman was hit. Guzman does not think he was hit. Now takes offense gear and heads to first. He looked a little bit confused for a moment when Durham told him to head to first. And now Shuckers acting manager Fidel Pena is out of the dugout to talk to Durham. The Shuckers and home plate umpire Chandler Durham have some history. Durham threw out Ernesto Martinez Jr. and Joe Aberall back on May 31st. It's the only two ejections this year the Shuckers have had. It was a close play at first. It was an eventful week last time the Shuckers had this umpiring group. There is no consultation, and Guzman heads to first. Umpire and crew today, Chandler Durham's behind the plate, Warren Eubanks is at first, and Joe McCarthy is the third base umpire. This was the crew where a Pensacola Blue Wahoo batter swung all the way around. It was Cody Morissette, and they ruled it ball four. Guzman off first. Mizorowski delivers. Martinez takes strike one. Martinez, a left-handed bat, hitting 291 this season. A home run, six driven in, and a 361 OBP. Guzman off first. We're scoreless in the first. Mizorowski fires. Chopped foul, first base side towards the Trash Panda's dugout. The count goes 0-2. One out, one on. All righty, Mizorowski comes set, 6'7", 200 pounds. The 0-2 pitch. Misses up, runner off to second. The throw, in time. Guzman's retired. Mizorowski on the mound was thinking it was going to be a strike him out, throw him out, double play. That ball did not miss by much. But instead, the count's at 1-2 with two away. The pitch. Rolled to short. Two hops to Brown Jr. He takes a step, fires to first in time, and it's a 1-2-3 bottom of the first inning for Mizorowski. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the second. We are scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
Way into the second, Shuckers, Trash Pandas. Second game of a six-game set. The righty, Caden Dana, fires. The lefty, Darian Miller, takes strike one. And a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Welcome you back inside the Crown Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Both teams went down in order in the first. Dana delivers. Miller pops it foul. Third base side and out of play. The count quickly runs to 1-2. Miller's hitting 221 on the season with a team-best 429 OBP. Turned in a multi-hit performance yesterday. Went 2-for-4 with an RBI single. He's at the very back of the left-handed box. The 0-2 pitch. He swings and chops it foul towards the first base dugout. Flex off the railing. The count stays at 0-2. Dana's 0-2 pitch. Miller takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. By the way, a couple of roster moves made by Biloxi this afternoon. The big one, Bradley Blaylock, recalled to Milwaukee. He's with the team right now in Anaheim. We're going to set to play the Angels. The 1-2 pitch. Miller takes off the inside corner, and he gets hit. The 12th time this season that Darian Miller has been hit by a pitch, more than anybody else in the Southern League, and that one got him right off the elbow guard. That extends his on-base streak to 16 in a row. Painful way to do it. And it puts him in on now with nobody out for the righty Eric Brown Jr. The Shuckers franchise record is 20. The half ends on Sunday, and Darian Miller has already been hit 12 times this season. He takes his lead off first. Dana delivers to the righty. Brown Jr. takes strike one. It's a fastball at 95. But Blaylock is set to be the 50th former Shucker to make their big league debut with the Milwaukee Brewers. The other move, Eduardo Garcia, reinstated from the 7-day injured list and transferred to High A, Wisconsin. The pitch misses up and in, and Brown Jr. gets it off the elbow guard. Well, good thing Brown Jr. and Darian Miller are both wearing that elbow guard. Back-to-back hit batters. And now two on with nobody out for Carlos Rodriguez. Dana entering today and hit just six batters in 70 innings. He's now hit two. Back-to-back plate appearances. It's the first time he's hit two in a game since his Double-A debut back on April 10th against Birmingham. Corners play-in were scoreless in the top of the second inning. The righty Dana sets. Now delivers. Rodriguez takes up and away. The count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez hitting a team-best 301 this season with a 381 OBP. Dana delivers. Rodriguez takes a strike. On the outside corner at 93. The count evens 1-1. Rodriguez is a guy who's really heated up throughout the past month or so. Finished the month of May hitting .391. He's been terrific in the month of June. Miller gets another step off second. Another pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. It's a changeup at 86. The count goes to 1-2. Entering today, Rodriguez has reached base in 10 consecutive games. Over those 10 games, he's hitting .326 with an OPS over 800. The 1-2 pitch. He swings and misses. Fastball up and away at 94. Dana picks up his second strikeout of the night. Now one away for the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. Miller at second. Brown Jr. at first. And the big lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. digs in. 6'6", 250-pound native of Holguin in Cuba. Resides in the Dominican Republic. Dana delivers. He swings and fouls it back. A fastball at 94. Count goes 0-1. Checkers and Trash Pandas are scoreless. One out, two on. Top of the second inning. Martinez Jr. hitting .227 this year. Six homers, 27 driven in. Dana picks up his leg and spins around. Nobody's covering second. But Miller's back to the bag. Dana sets. Now the 0-1 pitch. Misses off the outside corner at 94. The count evens 1-1. Martinez Jr. yesterday 0-for-4 with a strikeout. He's 3 for his last 21 at the plate. But he's run into a little bit of bad luck. Dana's 1-1 pitch. Misses off the inside corner. Changeup at 86. The count goes to 2-1. Yesterday, hit 2 off the bat at 100 miles an hour or harder. The problem was it was right at somebody. Dana deals. Martinez Jr. corks it foul off the party deck signage down the third baseline and into the seats. Counts even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dana tried to challenge him with a fastball at 94. And Ernesto is all over it. The 2-2 pitch. He swings and rolls it through the right side for a base hit. Flint charges and gloves it. Miller stops at third. Everybody moves up 90 feet. The throw is cut off by Brown in the middle of the infield. And Martinez Jr. gets his first hit of the series. It loads him up with one away for Noah Campbell. That one was scorched off Martinez Jr.'s bat. Off the bat at 107 miles an hour. He was talking to his bat a little bit in the cage today, trying to will it with some hits. He got one there. Hit it hard, not near anybody. Two important things in baseball. Bases loaded, one away in a scoreless game. Dana delivers. Campbell ropes it down the first baseline and foul. And a hard hit foul ball for strike one. That left his bat at 104. Campbell hits from the left side against the righty, Dan. That's his stronger side at the plate. Bases loaded, one away in a scoreless game, top of the second inning. Dana fires. Campbell takes strike two. Fastball in the outside corner at 94. Shockers have some history in this ballpark with the bases loaded. Ethan Murray last year hit the Shockers' first grand slam of the season in this ballpark. Of course, they were here in April, not June, a little bit earlier in the season. The 0-2 pitch misses up and away. The count goes to 1-2. But a big-time opportunity for Campbell, who's hitting 270 this season with a 400 OBP and an 835 OPS. Dana delivers. Misses off the outside corner. It's a changeup at 87. The count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch misses off the inside corner and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. There's nowhere to put them. The payoff pitch called strike three. 95 mile an hour heater that bunches off the inside plate. Third strikeout of the day from Dana. And now two away with the bases loaded for Casey Martin. A big opportunity for Martin to endear himself to this Shockers clubhouse right now. Two out, bases loaded in a scoreless game. We're in the top of the second inning. The pitch misses away and the count goes to 1-0. Martin between Redding and Biloxi, the AA affiliate of the Phillies, and here with the Shockers, hitting 162 with a 210 OBP. The 1-0 delivery, swing and a miss. Way ahead of a slider at 86. The count evens 1-1. Dana delivers. Called strike two in the outside corner. Goes back to the well with a fastball. That one at 94. Dana's trying to borrow a line from the Shockers book last night where they loaded up the bases and then worked out of it without allowing a run in the fifth. Bases loaded, two away. Dana comes home. Martin tips it foul and a pinch hit for strike three. And Dana works out of the jam. No runs, one hit, no errors. Three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. Mizorowski will try and match the zero from Dana. We come back on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shockers. Book your group outing to a Shockers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShockers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shockers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shocker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shockers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shockers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Eric Weigerman leads it up from the right side for Rapid City. We head to the bottom of the second. Scoreless game between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. Ronnie Mizorowski fires and it's fouled back to the screen. The count goes 2-1. Javik Blake back alongside you from Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama, just a couple of miles away from Huntsville, Alabama. Mizorowski kicks and delivers. Slider just misses away at 91. Count evens at 1-1. Wagaman hitting 262 this year, 7 homers, 30 driven in. The 1-1 pitch. Tipped foul in and out of Miller's mitt. That was a slider at 92. And the count goes to 1-2. Mizorowski works first base side of the rubber almost exclusively from the stretch, no matter what. Not something you see very often from a starter. 1-2 pitch. Wagaman checks his swing, rolls it right back to Mizorowski, says thank you very much. Charges over to first, underhands to Martinez Jr. One up, one down. And it brings up the lefty, Tucker Flynn. Big thing today for Mizorowski is he's getting the ball under a lot of bats. Three balls put in play, all of them have been ground balls. And all of them have been the other way. Lefty Tucker Flint stands in, one out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the second. Mizorowski fires, and it's called strike one. That thing blazes in right on the outside plaque at 97. Flint hitting 251 this year, 7 homers, 32 driven in. The 0-1 pitch, slider misses away. The count evens 1-1. Today, by the way, is Mizorowski's 13th start of the season. Last year made 20 between three different levels. The 1-1 pitch, Flint takes off the inside corner. Fastball at 96, the count goes to 2-1. 9 of them to start last year with single-A Carolina, 6 with high-A Wisconsin, and 5 with double-A Biloxi. The 2-1 pitch. Flint swings and misses a healthy hack on a 97-mile-an-hour heater. The count's even 2-2. By the way, today's game coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Speaking of the Ground Zero Blues Club, we'd like to say hello to the Shuck Nation watch party right now happening at Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi. The 2-2 pitch misses up and away, and the count goes full with 3-2. We usually say Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Today, it is the in-game hangout for the Biloxi Shuckers. Certainly great to see a lot of smiling faces out there on social media. The 3-2 pitch. Flint swings and misses. Back foot slider at 91. Flint's down swinging. And now 2 away for the righty, Tyler Payne. By the way, if you'd like to find out more information about Shuck Nation and how to become a member today, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. It'll have all the information and so much more. Get you set up for the remainder of this season. 2 out, nobody on, and a scoreless game. Pitch to the righty, Payne. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Payne hitting 282 this season. 2 homers, 14 driven in. He's at the back of the right-handed box. The pitch misses off the outside corner, a slider at 92. And the count goes to 2-0. The ready Mizorowski sets, now kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Payne way ahead of a slider at 90 miles an hour. The count runs to 2-1. Mizrowski delivers. Payne takes a slider off the outside corner. Count goes to 3-1. Today is Mizrowski's first start against Rocket City in his career. The 3-1 pitch. Called strike two right on the inside corner. Fastball that blazes in at 96. Rocket City, the only team in the Southern League Mizrowski has yet to face in his career. 3-2 pitch. Chopped to short. Couple of hops to Brown Jr. He gobbles it up near the midsection. Fires to first. It's in time. And it's a 1-2-3 frame for Mizrowski. Haven, Kane, and Dane are matching zeros through two innings. We are scoreless, and Dane is back to the hill. We're back for the third. Madison, Alabama on the Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Top three in Madison, Alabama. Rocket City Trash Pandas, Biloxi Shuckers are scoreless. The righty Kane and Dana fires. The lefty Dylan O'Reilly pops it foul. Third base side and out of play. And we are back underway. Javik Blake alongside you. Thanks so much for joining us on a gorgeous Wednesday night for baseball. 86 degrees and partly cloudy. Wind in from left. The pitch to the lefty O'Reilly. Fouled back to the screen. And the count goes to 0-2. O'Reilly struck out back in the first on a slider from Dana. One of four strikeouts tonight for the Angels' second-ranked prospect. Baseball America has him as the 91st overall prospect in all of professional baseball. The only Angels player in their top 100. 0-2 pitch. O'Reilly takes up and away. And the count goes to 1-2. Dana started this year off with a really aggressive promotion to Double-A. Last year in the Northwest League, which is like the Southern League, and that it's a very pitching-friendly environment. 1-2 pitch. O'Reilly takes low. Slider at 85. The count evens 2-2. Dana had a 4.22 ERA. Yes, it was big strikeout numbers, but walked 24, gave up 28 runs. The 2-2 pitch. O'Reilly takes a curveball on the outside corner for strike three. Fifth strikeout today for Dana. It brings up the lefty Mike Bovee. But Dana's the shining star right now in this Angels farm system. The loss of Shohei Ohtani on the pitching and hitting side this past offseason. The pitch to Bovee. He swings and misses way ahead of a changeup at 86. The count goes 0-1. Dana's seen as one of the next stars for the Angels. Him alongside Nelson Rada, who's in center field right now. The 0-1 pitch. Bovey takes off the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Originally drafted in the 11th round of the 2022 draft by the Angels. They lured him away from going to Kentucky. The pitch. Bovey drives it out to left. Martinez sits back on it. The wind holds it up. He comes in a snap. And he makes the catch. Two out, nobody on, and the righty Brack Wilkins set to step in. We're scoreless in the top of the third inning. Checkers and Trash Pandas, second game of a six-game set. Dana delivers. Righty Wilkins takes off the inside corner. Curveball at 78. The count goes to 1-0. Wilkin flew out to left back in the first inning. Dana fires. Wilkin takes a strike on the inside corner. Slider at 86. The count evens 1-1. Haynes hits up away. Dana delivers. Wilkin swings and misses. A powerful cut and an 85-mile-an-hour slider. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. The pitch. Wilkins swings and misses. Slider at 88 on the outside corner. Dana has six strikeouts through three scoreless innings. Here in the third, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through 2.5, and we are scoreless on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom three. Shuckers, Trash Pandas are scoreless. Welcome you back. Inside the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth in Madison, Alabama. Ready, Jacob Mizrowski delivers. Lefty Sam Brown chops it up the middle. Brown Jr. sticks out his mitt and clubs off it in a short center. Dylan O'Ray quick on it, snags it, and prevents Brown from going to second. It is the seventh error of the year committed by Eric Brown Jr. And Brown reaches, brings up the righty Ben Goble. Goble's hitting 194 this season, two homers, 10 driven in, and a 227 OBP. Brown's off first. Mizrowski fires. Tipped foul ball back to the screen, and the count goes to 0-1. Mizrowski tonight has generated a ton of ground balls. Every ball put in play has been on the ground. The 0-1 pitch to Goble. Misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. By the way, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. The pitch fouled off, first base side above the trash panda's dugout. The count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Mizrowski delivers. Goble swings and misses. Way ahead of a filthy curveball at 83. Mizrowski picks up his second strikeout of the day. And now one out. The switch hitter, Errol Vera, takes in from the left side against the righty Mizrowski. One out, one on. We're scoreless in the bottom of the third inning. Mizrowski delivers. Vera takes off the inside corner. It's a cutter at 91, and the count goes to 1-0. Mizrowski kicks and fires runner off to second. Vera pops it foul into the seats, third base side, rattles around. The count evens 1-1. Sam Brown takes his lead off first. Martinez Jr. holds him on. The 1-1 pitch. Vera drives it foul, third base side, and out of play. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Mizrowski delivers. Vera fouls it off between his legs, right to the bat boy, who barely hits it. It's a nice little round of applause from the crowd. One ball, two strikes, one away. Mizrowski fires. Rolled first base side, foul. And we'll do it again. One ball, two strikes, one away. Sam Brown off first. He reached in an error to lead off the inning. The 1-2 pitch. Vera fouls it back to the screen, and we'll do it again. Vera, by the way, hitting 175 this season with a 229 OBP. The righty Mizrowski comes set. Now the pitch. Vera drives it towards left center. Rodriguez sprints into the alleyway with Campbell. Campbell, the left fielder, is called off at the last moment by Rodriguez, who corrals it and retires Vera for the out. Well, it took until two outs in the third inning, but the outfielders have finally gotten involved in this one. That's the first fly ball to the outfield all game. Been pretty easy going if you know what Campbell, Carlos Rodriguez, or Casey Martin, the outfield from left to right. Left-handed hitting Nelson Rada stands in. He's 0-for-1 today. One on, two out, scoreless in the bottom of the third. The pitch, bunt shown, pulled back, does not matter. Called strike one, fastball at 96 on the inside corner. And if I'm Nelson Rada, I don't know if I want to try and get a bat on 96 on the inside corner when I'm crouched down in the left-handed box. The 0-1 pitch swinging away. Instead, he takes low. Caught off the bag is Brown. Throw to first, and he's back in time. Counts even 1-1. Darian Miller, oh so close from the first pickoff by a Shuckers catcher this season. Miller's already thrown out a base runner tonight. Denzar Guzman caught stealing in the first inning. 13th base runner thrown out this year by Miller. The 1-1 pitch to Rada. Chopped back to the mound. Mizrowski grabs it, has to sprint to the bag, flips to Martinez Jr., just beats Rondo the bag by a half step, and that ends the inning. Mizrowski almost had to do a full sprint. Martinez Jr., though, was there to save him. We're through three, and Mizrowski and Dane have locked horns. We're scoreless. No runs, no hits, one error, one runner left on base. Off to the fourth. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Left-handed hitting, Darian Miller steps in against the righty Caden Dana. First pitch hit on a hop to the second baseman. Errol Vera fires the first. It's in time. One pitch, one out, and the fourth inning is off and running for Madison, Alabama. Javon Blake back alongside you. Thanks so much for joining us on your Wednesday night. Dana has allowed one hit, three and a third innings. He's also struck out six. Righty Eric Brown Jr. digs in. It's a scoreless game. Dana delivers. Brown Jr. swings and pops it foul. First base side in our direction, and it drops about three rows back behind the trash can is dugout. And the count goes down and one. The 0-1 pitch. Brown Jr. takes a slider at the knees for strike two. Brown Jr. was hit by a pitch in the second. Shuckers got 90 feet away from scoring a run. They had the bases loaded with one away. Dana, though, struck out back-to-back hitters to keep Biloxi scoreless. And that's where we stand now, scoreless on both sides at the top of the fourth. Dana delivers. Brown Jr. swings and misses. Ghost Fish got an 86-mile-an-hour slider. Dana strikes out his seventh of the day, and it brings up the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. Rocket City's had terrific pitching this season, and it continues and really starts with Caden Dana. Two out, no one on the pitch. Rodriguez takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. But once you get past Dana, it doesn't get any easier. The bullpen for Rocket City is the best ERA in the league by a half run. The pitch, Rodriguez swings and misses. Fastball at 93. The count evens 1-1. On the top of the fourth, scoreless with two away and nobody on. Payne sets up inside. Dana fires. It misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. Dana's also a quick worker. gets the ball, quickly steps back on the rubber, takes a breath, and is ready to go. Picks up the left leg, fires home. Rodriguez spirals it foul. Third base side and out of play. The count's even at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Rodriguez chops it foul first base side. And he stays alive. That was Dana's 60th pitch of the game. Pitch count is not an issue for Dana. He's thrown 95 or more in each of his last three starts. 100 or more in each of his last two. He's topped out at 108 this season. No Shackers pitcher has thrown more than 95 pitches in a season, in a game this season. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Dana delivers. Rodriguez rolls it to third. Doble has it, takes a step, fires to first. Caden Dana, four shutout innings with seven strikeouts for Rocket City. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base in the top of the fourth. Now turns over to Jacob Mizorowski. Time to see what he can do in the bottom of the fourth inning. We're scoreless. Luxie Shutters, Radio Network. Shackers fans, broadcaster Javik Blake here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shackers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shackers box office or online at BiloxiShackers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We end at the bottom of the fourth inning. The righty Jacob Mizorowski for Biloxi delivers home. Righty Denzar Guzman takes a slider away. And we're back underway. Javik Blake back alongside you from Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Shuckers, Trash Pandas are scoreless as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. The 1-0 pitch. Guzman chops it over Mizorowski's head. Two hops up the middle. Array snags it at second. Fires to first. And it's in time. Mizorowski's become the ground ball magician today. Seven different outs have been reported on the ground. Seven ground outs. One fly out, two strikeouts. It brings up the lefty Orlando Martinez. Scoreless, one out, nobody on in the fourth. Mizorowski fires. Martinez drives it foul, third base side and out of play. The count goes 0-1. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The 0-1 pitch. Clubbed over Martinez Jr.'s glove and in a right. Martin grabs it, fires it back in towards the infield. And Orlando Martinez picks up the first hit of the day for Rocket City. It extends his hit streak to six in a row. And it brings up the righty Eric Wagaman. Bottom of the fifth inning, Mississippi leads Tennessee 1-0. Chattanooga all over the Pensacola Blue Marlins. Is nothing lookouts in the top of the sixth. Meanwhile, they're through 3.5 in Montgomery. Birmingham leads it 4-0. here, we're scoreless. Mizorowski delivers home to the righty, Eric Wagaman. Check swing, does not matter. Called strike. It's a slider at 91. Wagaman's 0 for 1. Grounded out back to Mizorowski. Mizorowski fooled him. Wagaman went three quarters of the way with a swing and just lightly chopped it back to him. The 0-1 pitch. Wagaman chops it towards third. Wilkin charges and hits off the dirt. Hits the line and rolls. Jeff Bowell. What a job by Wilkin down the third baseline. Mizorowski's got a big old smile on his face. That thing hit the line and shot foul. It stayed fair 75 feet down the line. Mizorowski is about to give a big-time thank you to this Toyota Field grounds crew. It's not sloping towards the field of play. We can tell you that from the lines. No balls, two strikes, one away. Man on first. The bottom of the fourth inning. We're still scoreless. The 0-2 pitch, Wagaman shoots it back up the middle. One hop off Mizorowski's mitt. He grabs it towards first, flips to Martinez Jr., and it retires Wagaman for the out. That was off the bat at 103 miles an hour. Mizorowski was able to deflect it down with his mitt. Martinez moves to second on the play. Two out, one on. And the lefty Tucker Flint stands in. Pitch count, by the way, for Mizorowski is in terrific shape. He's about to throw his 50th pitch of the day. It's also another ground out today for Mizorowski. The eighth ground ball out recorded by Mizorowski tonight. The pitch to the lefty Flint. Swing and a miss. Pummels a slider on the inside corner at 90 miles an hour. Count goes 10-1. Flint 0-for-1 today with a strikeout back in the second inning. Struck out on that slider. The 0-1 pitch. Curveball called the strike at the knees. And the count goes 10-1-2. Mizorowski gets the sign from Miller behind the plate. Brown Jr. at short shifts behind the second base bag. The 0-2 pitch. Fouled back and will do it again. He threw the fastball right in the inside corner. The slider was the pitch that got a timeout. That was back in the second inning. One of two strikeouts today by Mizorowski. The 0-2 pitch. Flint swings and misses. Elevated fastball at 95. And it's four shutout innings for Jacob Mizorowski. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. Into the fifth. The pitching duel continues on. Caden Dana's back to the hill when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
move to the fifth inning. And the righty, Caden Dana, continues on for Racket City. Delivers home to the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. First pitch. He's driven out to right, not deep. Flick, the right fielder, comes up. And he makes the catch for the out. Dana's been excellent tonight. He's retired 9 in a row after he gave up the single during Martinez Jr.'s last at-bat. Not only has he retired 9 in a row, he's allowed just one hit. Struck out 7 tonight. Faces the switch hitter, Noah Campbell, from the left side. First pitch misses away. The count goes to 1-0. Campbell struck out looking on a fastball back in the second inning. Dana delivers. Called strike two at the knees, a fastball at 92. Dana kicks and delivers. Misses off the outside corner, a changeup at 86. The count goes to 2-1. Dana's doing what he does best, out quickly. The 2-1 delivery. Campbell takes away, and the count goes to 3-1. Dana right now is under 70 pitches. He's topped out this season at 108. That was in his last start. Went 7 innings against the Mississippi Braves. The 3-1 pitch. Campbell takes off the inside corner for ball 4. The Shuckers get their first base runner since Ernesto Martinez Jr. singled with 1 out in the 3rd inning. Puts a man on with 1 out for the righty, Casey Martin. Looking for his first hit since joining the Brewers organization yesterday. 0 for his first 5 with Biloxi. Campbell off first. Dana delivers to the righty. Called strike 1 on the inside corner. It's a slider at 85. Dana comes set. First base side of the rubber, out of the stretch. It's the sign. It's a head nod. Now delivers. Martin swings and misses. Fastball at 94. The count goes down with 2. Shuckers and Trash Pandas are scoreless. On the top of the 5th inning. It's been an unadvertised pitcher's duel between Caden Dana and Jacob Mizorowski. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Martin swings and drives it towards center. Barada stays back on it for a moment. Now jogs over towards right center. And it makes the catch for the second out. Two out. One on. Back to the top of the order in the lefty, Dylan O'Ray. We're scoreless in the top of the 5th inning. Caden Dana and Jacob Mizorowski have locked horns in a pitcher's duel. Top-ranked pitching prospect in the Angels organization against the top-ranked pitching prospect in the Brewers organization. The pitch to O'Ray. He swings and dribbles a foul off his front foot. The count goes 10-1. O'Ray's 0 for 2 tonight, 2 strikeouts. He chokes up on the bat. Now the pitch. He drives it foul. Out of play in the third base side. You hear that rattle around. Begins the overhead. Count at 0-2. The pitch. This is off the inside corner. They check his swing. He went about a quarter of the way. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Can't Campbell off first. Tanner delivers. O'Reilly fouls it back, and he stays alive. Dana comes in. Gets the sign, now the pitch. O'Reilly takes up and away. Count evens 2-2. O'Reilly stands at the very back of the left-handed box. Takes up his right heel a little bit, front part of his stance. Now the 2-2 pitch. Takes away, and the count goes full with 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tina steps out for a moment, steps back on the rubber. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Campbell off first. The pitch, he's off to second. O'Reilly slices it foul above the Shuckers dugout. Stays full. Mike Bovee stands on deck. He's been one of the best all-around hitters in the Shuckers team in 2024. O'Reilly digs back in. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. A scoreless game. Dana delivers. Runner off to second. Pitch misses off the inside corner. And it's a walk. Now 2 on with 2 away for Mike Bovee. Shuckers have runner in scoring position for the since they have the bases loaded in the second inning. Biloxi tonight, 1 for 3 with the runner in scoring position. A scoreless game, top of the fifth inning. Campbell off second, O'Reilly off first. Pitch the lefty Bovee. He swings and drives it out to right. Flynn chases back on it. At the warning track, he holds it in. Bovee missed a homer by 5 feet. And instead of a 3-0 Shuckers lead, Kaden Dana is scoreless through 5. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. 2 runners left on base. Through 4.5, we're still scoreless. Nobody scored a run. The Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, senior account executive of the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Joe Arault. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We end at the bottom of the fifth inning. Shuckers, Trash Pandas are scoreless. And the righty Jacob Mizorowski faces the righty Tyler Payne, who already has to use his one timeout before he can even see a pitch from Mizorowski. Miz has been electric. 4 shutout innings with 3 strikeouts. Fires home to Payne. Fouls it back, and the count goes 0-1. No runs on two combined hits between us. The only hit for Rocket City by Orlando Martinez that last inning. Randy Mizorowski takes the long way. Now delivers. Payne takes away. It's a slider at 91. The count evens 1-1. Meanwhile, Biloxi's only hit came from Ernesto Martinez Jr. in the second. And the children are shouting at SpongeBob SquarePants. 1-1 pitch. Driven down the right field line. Martin races after it towards the corner, but it's out of play and onto the berm. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out. Mizorowski delivers. Payne swings and misses. As it bounces up the first baseline, he grabs it, lops it to Martinez Jr. to complete the strikeout. One away. Payne strikes out with a filthy curveball from Mizorowski. One out, nobody on. Four strikeouts today for Mizorowski. And the left-handed hitting Sam Brown steps in. Brown reached an error back in the third inning. Mizorowski stares him. Now delivers. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. By the way, we'd like to say hello in our text to the booth line to George, who's tuning in from Grand Ridge, Florida. We'd also like to say hello to Kane and Sarah, tuning in at the Ground Zero Blues Club watch party tonight. The 1-0 pitch. Brown takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. We'd also like to say hello to Gwen and Faith down at the Ground Zero Blues Club watch party as well. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss and a filthy curveball. Brown swings right over it. The count goes to 1-2. We'd also like to say hello to Ty, who's tuning in from the stands in Rocket City. Count at 1-2 against Sam Brown. Digs back in at the very back of the left-handed box. Mizorowski kicks and fires. Brown drives it out to right center. Rodriguez races back on it. Martin's over as well. Rodriguez calls him off for the warning track, and he makes the catch. Two away, and it brings up the righty, Ben Goble. By the way, throughout the night, you can join in on the broadcast with our text the booth line at 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Goble stands in, two out, nobody on. Mizorowski fires, misses away, wide of Miller Smith. The count goes to 1-0. Goble struck out on a curveball back in the third. Mizorowski delivers. Goble pops it foul, first base side, and way out of play. Count evens 1-1. Mizorowski comes in. Now the 1-1 pitch. Goes low and bounces into Miller's mitt. The count goes to 2-1. Mizorowski about to throw his 65th pitch of the night. So far, 43 strikes. The 2-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Goble's helmet almost falls off. The slider at 90 miles an hour. Count evens 2-2. Mizorowski tonight, two-thirds of his pitches have been for a strike. And that's a big improvement for Mizorowski. Last time out was below 55% strikes versus balls. Walked 2 and 4 innings. The 2-2 pitch to Goble. Ground ball left side of the infield. Brown Jr. hauls it in at short, fires the first in time. And for just the second time this season, Jacob Mizorowski's through five innings, and it's five shutout innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the sixth. We are scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
We ended the sixth inning in a pitcher's duel between Jacob Mizorowski and Caden Dana of Madison, Alabama. Rocket City Trash Pandas, Biloxi Shuckers are scoreless. The righty Dana faces the righty Brock Wilkin. First pitch. Wilkin takes strike one. It's a fastball in the inside corner at 93. Dana just threw his 81st pitch of the night. Shuckers have a chance to make this his final inning. Trash Panda's bullpen is up and moving about at the moment. The 0-1 pitch. Slider misses low and away at 86. And the count evens 1-1. Dana's been good, but a little bit wild tonight. He's hit two, walked two, and allowed a single. The 1-1 pitch. Wilkin swings and misses ahead of a slider at 86. The count goes to 1-2. The ready Dana from the windup comes home. Wilkin tanks it out to left. Martinez races back on it, leaps. It's off his glove, and it smacks off the wall. Wilkin rounds first and charges into second. He laced that double off the bat at 105 miles an hour. And Biloxi gets a leadoff double here in the sixth inning. He tattooed that thing. Dana tried to dot a curveball and left it too much over the heart of the plate. The last guy you want to do that to is Brock Wilkin. Shuckers now have a runner in scoring position for the second consecutive inning as they try to break this scoreless tie. Dana delivers. Lefty Darian Miller takes a curveball low for ball one. If you're just joining us, hits have been hard to come by. Shuckers got one in the second, one here to lead off the sixth. Rocket City's only hit came in the fourth. And that's it. The 1-0 pitch. Miller takes up and away, and the count goes to 2-0. And now Payne calls time and heads out to the mound to talk to Dana. Dana has only failed to complete six innings in four of his 12 starts this year. He's gone at least six innings in each of his last three. The only teams who he has not gone six innings against in a start this year, twice against Montgomery, once against Birmingham, once against Tennessee. Some could argue the three best teams in the season. The 2-0 pitch to Miller. He takes up and away. The count goes to 3-0. Wilkin takes his lead off second. Guzman shifts over from short. The pitch. Miller takes strike one on the outside corner. But the interesting thing for Dana, yes, he has a runner on second, nobody out in sixth. But he's about to throw his 89th pitch of the day. He's good for 100-plus on the regular. The 3-1 pitch. Miller takes off the outside corner, trying to dot a slider at 86. First to have reached here in the sixth inning. Up in the bullpen is Hayden Sig. Right-handed arm, 25-year-old, 6'5", 227 pounds. Eric Brown Jr. stands in. He's been swinging a hot bat. 0-for-1 today, but he's 5 for his last 16 at the plate. Scoreless game, the pitch. Is a called strike on the inside corner, a slider at 86. Wilkins at second, Miller's at first. No score in the top of the sixth inning. Dana delivers. Brown Jr. swings and misses. A thunderous cut. Slider that comes in at 87 at the knees. The count at no balls and two strikes. Big time opportunity here for Eric Brown Jr. Checkers today 1-for-5 with the runner in scoring position. Brown Jr. steps out for a moment. Now he digs back in. Dana's 0-2 pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Brown Jr. takes slow. It's a slider at 86. The count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dana checks second. Now the 2-2 pitch. Brown Jr. swings and drives it off the back of the infield. Into right center. Vimmer reaches out as Mitnick's down for a single. Flint picks it up and quickly fires it in. Brown cuts it off in the middle of the infield. Eric Brown Jr. tallies a hit in his third consecutive game, and they're loaded up with nobody out for Carlos Rodriguez. Hayden Sig continues to get warm. Dana's pitch count nearing 100 pitches. Bases loaded, nobody out, a scoreless game. Top of the sixth inning, Dana fires. Rodriguez pops it up. Into short left, Guzman charges out. In comes the left fielder, Martinez. And it just tips away from his mitt, foul territory. The count goes to 0-1. Carlos Rodriguez trying to borrow some magic that Ernesto Martinez Jr. had a couple weeks back when the Shuckers were in Montgomery. Shuckers took the lead on a ball that Martinez Jr. just dunked down the left field line. Didn't hit it hard, but hit it into no man's land. Shuckers got one home. Go-ahead run 90 feet away at third in Brock Wilkin. The 0-1 pitch, the lefty Rodriguez misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Rodriguez today is 0-for-2. Strikeouts swinging back in the second on a fastball. Last time up, grounded out to third. Checkers, though, the base is loaded. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and drives it towards right center. Rodder ranges over with Flint. Wilkins ready to tag. Flint makes the catch. Wilkins tags from third. Flint throws home on two. Hops the throw. Sneaks under Payne's glove and Biloxi scores a run. It's a sacrifice fly from Carlos Rodriguez, and Biloxi takes a 1-0 lead. Brendan Rodriguez did exactly what he was asked to do. put one in the air to the outfield. Wilken comes home. Rodriguez picks up his 23rd RBI of the season. And Biloxi gets Jika Mizorowski a run. Up comes Ernesto Martinez Jr. He has a chance to extend this lead in a hurry. Dana fires. He takes off the outside corner. It's a fastball at 93. Martinez Jr. is 1-for-2 today. Dana delivers to the lefty. Slider misses away. Cam Houston, 2-0. Dana about to throw his 100th pitch of the game. The 2-0 delivery. Martinez Jr. hammers it foul. Third base side and out. The count goes to 2-1. Count it 2-1. Darren Miller's at second. Eric Brown Jr.'s at first. Dana fires. It's called strike 2. Fastball at the knees at 94. The 2-2 pitch. He swings and chops it left side of the infield. Goble charges over, grabs it, fumbles it, and everybody's safe. Miller to third, Brown Jr. to second, Martinez Jr. to first, and they're reloaded with one away for Noah Campbell. And out comes manager Andy Shansley. For just the fifth time in 2024, Caden Dana will not finish the sixth inning. In comes Hayden Sigg, Dana exits. Shackers have one on the board, and the base is loaded with one away. Back in a moment on the Shackers Radio Network.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Is loaded. One away. And a 1-0 Biloxi Shuckers lead. So welcome you back to Madison, Alabama. Switch hitter Noah Campbell in from the left side. Takes a strike on the outside corner. So the new pitcher into the game. It's the righty Hayden Sigg. Sigg delivers. Campbell fouls it back to the screen and the count goes to 1-2. Campbell, switch hitter in from the left side against the righty Sigg, who makes his 20th appearance of the season. It's Trash Panda's bullpen with a sub-2.5 ERA as a group. Sigg, the leader at .92 and 29 in the third innings. The 0-2 pitch. Campbell takes low and away. The count goes to 1-2. 7 walks, 30 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 154 against him. The pitch. Campbell ropes it in a center, down for a base hit. Miller scores. Brown Jr. rounds the corner at third and comes in. Rada fires it to second on a hop. It's a 2-RBI single for Noah Campbell. Luxie adds to the lead. It's now 3-0. Martinez Jr. moves to second on the play. Both of those runs are charged to start Dana. And it now brings up the righty Casey Martin. Checkers have a 3-0 lead, giving Jacob Mizorowski quite a bit of run support. The pitch. Martin fouls it straight back. Count goes down 1-1. That was destined for the radio booth here in Rocket City. We're ready to go, potentially. 3-0 shot two on top of the sixth inning. The pitch. Martin chops it foul, third base side. The count goes to 0-2. Checkers yesterday needed 3 runs to win it in a 3-1 win over Rocket City. All righty, Sig stares in. 6'5", 227 pounds from Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. The pitch, both runners go. Swing and a miss. Campbell's at second. Now Martinez goes to third. The throw to second. Now goes to third. Goble chases him back to second. Martinez Jr. gets out of the way. He's rolled out of the baseline. And now he's tagged out by Tyler Payne at third. It's a strike him out, throw him out, double play to end the inning. And a phone number. That does it. Martin strikes out. Campbell moves to second. It is not ruled a stolen base. Martinez is out because he's out of the baseline, and that finishes the inning. What an inning for Biloxi. 3 runs, 3 hits, 1 error, 1 runner left on base. Noah Campbell, big 2-RBI single, gives Biloxi a 3-0 lead through 5.5 on the Shepherds Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning. Righty Jacob Mizorowski faces the switch hitter from the left side. First pitch, swing and a miss. On a slider, whoa, the count goes 2-1. Javik Blake back alongside you. Checkers have a 3-0 lead over Rocket City.
Mizorowski works into the sixth for the first time this season. The 0-1 pitch. Vera swings and misses. And that's strike three. Oh, we apologize. Apparently, Mizorowski went early, and there was already a pitch. One away, he picks up his fifth strikeout of the day, and the lefty Nelson Rada steps in. The pitch, swing and a miss. Curveball on the inside corner at 84. And the count goes down 1-1. Checkers lead it 3-0 over Rocket City in the sixth inning. Mizorowski delivers. Swing and a miss. Curveball off the outside corner at 82. The count goes to 0-2. Righty Mizorowski comes set against the lefty Rada. He's 0 for 2 today. Now the pitch. Rada takes low. Count goes to 1-2. That was Mizorowski's 73rd pitch of the day. Pitch count, terrific shape for the Shuckers righty. He's been electric tonight. 5 1/3 shutout inning so far. The 1-2 pitch. Rada takes off the inside corner. The fastball at 96. The count evens 2-2. Shuckers lead it 3-0. 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. No runs, 1 hit, and an error for Rocket City. The 2-2 pitch misses up and away. The count goes 4. Biloxi's bullpen is silent. The payoff pitch to Rada. Chopped to short. Brown Jr. charges, gobbles it up, slings it to first. Just in time, a big stretch for Martinez Jr. And now two away for the righty, Denzer Guzman. Two out, nobody on. Righty Guzman steps in. Gives us a chance to stay 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Madison, Alabama. Righty Jacob Mizorowski delivers. Righty Denzer Guzman takes away. Biloxi behind what has been a terrific start from righty Jacob Mizorowski. Leads Rocket City 3-0. All 3 runs for Biloxi scored in the top of the sixth inning against Trash Panda starter Caden Dana. Darian Miller now calls time and runs out to the mound. Miller now runs back behind the plate. The pitch, swing and a miss. The count evens 1-1. Mizorowski delivers. Popped up. Into right center. O'Reilly's under it. Makes the catch. And Jacob Mizorowski ties his career high with 6 innings on the hill. He's gone 6 shutout innings for Biloxi. Off to the 7th. Shuckers up 3-0 behind a dominant start from their ace, Jacob Mizorowski. Back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Aiden Singh continues on the Rapid City Trash Panda, who's into his second inning. Biloxi leads it 3-0, and it's back to the top of the order. With the left-handed hitting Dylan O'Ray, who's 0-for-2 tonight with a walk. Singh delivers. Misses off the inside corner. It's a sinker at 94. Singh came in for Kane Adana, who fails to go six innings in a start. For just the fifth time in 13 starts this season, the pitch misses inside. O'Reilly dances out of the way. The count goes to 2-0. Dana goes 5 1/3 innings, gives up 3 runs, 2 of them earned on 3 hits, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts, and throws 102 pitches. The pitch, O'Reilly swings and misses. The count goes to 2-1. Ernesto Martinez, by the way, just a bit of bookkeeping. It's officially ruled a caught stealing that ended the sixth inning when he tried to move to third and was thrown out. 2-1 pitch. O'Ray rolls it to short. Guzman charges, gloves it, slings it to first. In time, it beats O'Ray by a step, and he's retired for the first out. Brings up the left-handed hitting Mike Bovey. 0-for-3 tonight. Checkers lead it 3-0. The pitch. Bovey takes strike one on the inside corner. It's a sinker at 94. Shuckers lead it 3-0. The pitch. Bovey swings and misses on a sweeper at 82. And the count goes to 0-2. Sig comes in. Now the 0-2 pitch. Bovey takes low. It's a sweeper at 83. Count and two. Nick Merkel is warming up with the Shuckers bullpen. Likely the end of the night. The pitch. Bovey dribbles it foul, and the count stays at 1-2. Likely the end of the night for Shuckers starter Jacob Mizorowski. Ties his career high with 6 innings. Goes 6 shutout innings for the second time. A career high set back in August of last season, where he struck out 12. The pitch. Bovey hits it on one hop, right to Vera at second. Charges towards first, lofts it to the bag, and retires Bovey for the second out. Two away now, and it brings up Brock Wilkin. Shuckers lead it 3-0. We're on the top of the sink. The righty Singh delivers. Wilkin swings and misses. Bit ahead of a sinker at 93. The count goes to no balls and one strike. Wilkin tonight 1-for-3 with a double that he laced off the wall to start off the sixth inning. The pitch misses low and away. Sweeper at 82. The count evens 1-1.
Wilkins really started to heat up over his last 10 games, entering today at 843 OPS over his last 10. A pitch, swing and a miss. Sinker at 93. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Wilkins swings and drives it in a left down for a base hit. Rolls to Martinez, who picks it up and fires it in. It's a multi-hit night for Brock Wilkins. One on, two away, and the lefty Darian Miller now steps in. Miller's done what he's done best tonight. He's reached base twice, once in a walk. He's also been hit by a pitch. The pitch misses off the outside corner with a slider, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch, Miller takes low, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Two balls, no strikes, two away. Sink delivers. Miller triples it foul at the plate. The count goes to 2-1. Three nothing Biloxi here in the seventh. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. It's a sinker at 93. The count evens 2-2. Wilkin takes his lead off first. Brown, the first baseman, holds him on. Sink comes home. Miller fouls it off the instep of his front foot. He goes down to a knee and hobbles up the first baseline. Even for a guy who's been hit this year as many times as Darian Miller has, that still doesn't feel good. Round on that right ankle for a moment. Just kind of flexes it behind the plate. Checkers training staff stays in the dugout. Miller sits back in the box, taps the plate twice, puts the bat above his shoulder. Chokes up a bit with 2 strikes. That pitch, sliced foul above the on deck circle, third base side. And the count stays 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Now the pitch. Miller swings and misses. Curve ball back on the inside corner. And that ends the inning. No runs, 1 in, no errors. 1 runner left on base. It's time to stretch in Madison, Alabama. 3-0 Checkers on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
end of the bottom of the seventh inning. Shuckers lead it 3-0 over the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Second game of a six-game set. Shuckers go to the bullpen. Jacob Mizrowski done after he ties his career high with six innings on the hill. And the Shuckers bring in the righty Nick Merkel, who faces the lefty Orlando Martinez in the three-hole. First pitch, Martinez takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. Merkel makes his 18th appearance of the year. He has a 4.96 ERA in 30 innings, blocks 30 strikeouts. The pitch, Martinez pops it up. Behind home plate, Miller ditches the mask, stands under it, steps over his mask, and he makes the catch. One up, one down, and it brings up the righty Eric Wagaman. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch misses low and the count goes to 1-0. More importantly, outside of Merkel's line this season, we have important fashion news. He is wearing Reebok Zigtech cleats, which don't exist anymore of where you could buy them in a store. The 1-0 delivery is a slider and it's a called strike on the inside corner. It's an old pair of Reebok shoes. They used to have the zigzags on them as the bottom cushiony part instead of just a base of foam. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. I had a pair. They were black and yellow back in fifth grade. They'd always get mud and sticks stuck in them. Merkel, though, is them in the baseball version that have the metal spikes on top of it. They're black with the white Reebok logo and the white zigzags on the bottom. The 2-1 pitch. Now the foul. First base side, and the count evens 2-2. This is the first time he's worn them. He apparently bought them off Amazon, eBay a couple of weeks ago. Facebook Marketplace. Because you can't buy them just regularly from a Reebok store. You have to find a certain way to get them. 2-2 pitch. Misses up and in, and the count goes to 3-2. It's on the same level of throwback as Michael Lorenzen's Vans as cleats, except these are way wilder, just for the fact that they don't make them. 3-2 pitch, nub towards short. Brown Jr. charges, gobbles it up near his midsection, fires to first, and it's in time. Wagaman's retired for the second out. We'll have to do a deep dive on this more throughout the week on how Merkel acquired these and how in the world do you get them if they don't make the shoe anymore. But either way, Shuckers lead it 3-0 in the bottom of the seventh. Two out, nobody on, and the lefty Tucker Flint steps up. The pitch, Flint swings and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 90 miles an hour. The count goes 0-1. Actually, pretty reasonably priced on eBay. Someone's selling for $38.95. There's a pair for $34.99. There's one for $18. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss from Flint. Curveball at 79, and the count goes 0-2. Oh, hopefully he got a terrific team. And right now, they are powering quite the inning for Burke. One pitch away from retiring the side in order. The 0-2 pitch misses low, and it hits Flint. Flint reaches. First time he's reached tonight. Now the tying runs on deck. Ready, Tyler Payne steps in. From the right side. The righty Merkel fires. Payne fouls it back, and the count goes 0-1. By the way, the Rizig shoes came out March of 2010. This really adds to it. How old are these cleats that Nick Merkel is wearing? Because, again, as we mentioned, They do not still get made. It's like it'd be showdown with the Reebok pumps as cleats. The 0-1 delivery. Payne rolls it to third. Wilkin has it, goes to Array at second, and the power of the Razics leads to a scoreless seventh from Nick Merkel. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the eighth. It's 3-0 Biloxi on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
We head to the eighth. Shuckers lead it 3-0. And the righty Hayden Sick is back to work for Rocket City. Champion Blake back alongside you. We're coming to you live from Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Righty Sick faces the righty Eric Brown Jr. First pitch, chop towards short. Guzman ranges to his left, grabs it, fires to first, and it's in time for the out. One away now to the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 tonight with an RBI. He got Biloxi their first run in the sixth on a sacrifice fly to right. He steps in at the back of the left-handed box. Sig delivers, and it's a called strike one. The pitch. Rodriguez loops it down the right field line, flings over, and it's down for a base hit. One hop to him, and he fires it back in towards the infield. Rodriguez reaches base in the 11th consecutive game. And it brings up the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. with a man on and one away. Shuckers lead it 3-0. Three runs on six hits tonight for Biloxi. Time called. Nelson Rada has helped out a couple of kiddos. They lost their baseball in right center. The pitch to Martinez Jr. is driven out to deep right center. Rada and Flint back look up, and it's gone. Ernesto Martinez Jr. demolishes that one. 421 feet, and it's 5-0 Biloxi. He touches home. He destroyed that thing off the bat at 108 miles an hour. It's his seventh homer of the year. RBIs 28 and 29. And it's all Biloxi tonight. The pitch to the switch hitter, Noah Campbell, is chopped up the first baseline. Brown grabs it, flips the pitcher. Sig gets to the bag in time. Two away. And it brings up the righty, Casey Martin. Biloxi tonight, 5 runs on 7 hits. That home run marks their 8th straight game with a homer. Second longest streak in the 7th league this season. 2 out, nobody on. Pitch to the righty, Casey Martin, is a slider that misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. Martin tonight is 0-3. The pitch, he takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. The pitch, fouled straight back, and the count goes to 2-2. Luxy leads it 5-0 in the top of the 8th inning. They've jumped all over reliever Hayden Sigg this inning. The pitch, swing and a miss at a slider, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, Martin nubs it foul ball up the first baseline. We'll do it again. Counts even at 2-2 with 2 away. Biloxi up by 5. The pitch, popped foul ball behind home plate and out of play. Count stays at 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. The pitch misses away. The count goes forward, 3-2. The payoff pitch misses low and away. And it's 4. One on, 2 out, 5-0 checkers. Check back to first. Martin's back to the bag. The left-handed hitting Dylan O'Ray stands in. O'Ray tonight, 0-3 with a walk. The pitch, he takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch, O'Ray takes off the outside corner, the count goes to 2-0. That brings out pitching coach Michael Wirtz. And the entire infield as well. 2-0 the count with 2 away. 2 runs already in the inning for Biloxi. It is 5-0. Wirtz still out there. Home plate umpire Chino Arturum walks out to break up the mound meeting. Dylan O'Ray digs back in. Berry back of the left-handed box. Casey Martin's at first. 5-0 checkers in the 8th. The pitch. He swings and drives it on one hop into right center for a base hit. Martin touches second, speeds towards third. Rada in center fires it back into the infield on a hop. And Dylan O'Ray has a hit in each of his first 2 double-A games. Runners in the corners with 2 away to the lefty Mike Bovee. And that brings out manager Andy Schansler. All righty, Mason Erla warming in the pen. The Trash Pandas make a pitching change. It's 5-0 Biloxi. We're back in a moment on the Checkers Radio Network.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back to Rocket City. Javik Blake back alongside you. Shuckers lead it 5-0. Rocket City's gone back to the bullpen. Aiden Sigg is done after 2 1/3 innings. Luke Murphy enters. Casey Martin at third. Dylan O'Ray at first. Both Sigg's responsibility. Two inherited runners for Murphy. Sigg allows 5 hits, 1 walk, strikes out 2. So far has given up 2 runs. The righty Murphy delivers home. O'Ray off to second. Bovee pops it foul. His helmet falls off. Ball goes third base side and out of play. And the count goes 0-1. Murphy makes his 17th appearance of the year. He's 6.88 ERA in 17 innings. 4 walks, 5 hit batters, 21 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 296 against him. The right-hander fires. O'Ray off the second pitch, misses up the third to second, not in time. And O'Ray has hits and stolen bases in back-to-back games since making his Double-A debut yesterday. Counts even 1-1. We're in the top of the eighth inning. It's 5-0 Biloxi. The righty Murphy delivers. Bovee slices it foul, third base side and out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Bovee tonight is 0-4. 2 fly outs, 1 pop out, a ground out to second. Murphy delivers. Bovee takes away. Slider at 90 miles an hour. The count's even at 2-2. Murphy delivers. Just misses off the inside corner at 97. And the count goes full. Biloxi's runners on second and third with 2 away. 2 runs already in the inning. On the 2-run blast from Martinez Jr. Murphy delivers. Bovee rolls it to first. 2 hops to Brown. He takes it to the bag himself. And that ends the inning. But Biloxi strikes twice. 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors. 2 runners left on base. Through 7.5, it's 5-0 Biloxi. On the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Hi, this is Jacob Mizorowski. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Biloxi leads it 5-0 over Rocket City. Jamie White back alongside you. The right-hander Nick Merkel is back to work for Biloxi. He faces the left-handed hitting Sam Brown. First pitch, Brown drives it towards left center. Rodriguez races back on it into the alleyway, and he makes the catch right in front of the warning track. Brown's retired for the first out. One out, nobody on. And the righty Ben Goble stands. Shuckers today, 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. No runs, 1 hit, and an error for Rocket City. The pitch is a fastball and a called strike one. Merkel comes set. Now delivers. Goble takes low. And the count evens 1-1. Merkel came in after a dominant outing from Jacob Mizorowski. 5 strikeouts, no walks, no runs allowed, and just 1 hit allowed. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball misses off the inside corner, pops out of Miller's mitt. The count goes to 2-1. Mizorowski also did that all on just 78 pitches. Best start we've seen for Mizorowski this season. Count it 2-1 here. Merkel fires. Driven towards right center. Martin back on it, under it, and he makes the chest high catch. Tires Goble for the second out. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owah Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Chattanooga beats Pensacola 9-1. Tennessee takes down Mississippi 5-2. Bottom of the eighth inning, Birmingham leads Montgomery 4-3. Errol Vera in from the left side. The pitch is a slider and a called strike one. 2 out, nobody on. 5-0 Biloxi. The bottom of the eighth inning. The 0-1 pitch. Vera swings and misses on a slow knuckle curve at 79. And the count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Vera swings and misses. Goes back to the well with that knuckle curve. And it's 2 shutout innings in relief from Nick Murphy. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the ninth. 5-0 Biloxi. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kivette Street,
Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
We head to the top of the ninth inning. Biloxi all over Rapid City tonight. 5-0 Shuckers lead it. We head to the final inning of play. Ready, Luke Murphy back on the hill. For Rapid City. This is the righty Brock Wilkin. First pitch is a called strike one. Murphy entered for Hayden Sigg, inherited two runners, did not allow either of them to score. Sigg's final line gives up two runs on five hits and two and a third innings. The 0-1 pitch, Wilkin swings and misses. Fastball up and in at 96. The count goes 0-2. Sigg walks one, strikes out two, and throws 43 pitches. Wilkin today, 2-for-4 with a single and a double. The pitch. He swings and chops it right back to the hill. Murphy bobbles it, now gloves it, fires to first. Almost a disastrous play, but instead he records the out. One away, and the lefty Darian Miller steps in. Miller's 0-for-2 tonight. He's walked and been hit by a pitch tonight. The pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Murphy fires. It's a called strike on the inside corner, a changeup at 87. The count evens 1-1. Murphy comes home. Miller takes up and in. And it gets him. Darian Miller gets hit again. Death, taxes, Darian Miller getting hit by a pitch. The three constants in life. He's coming in on that Shuckers franchise record. Jacob Nottingham got hit 20 times in a season. That is the franchise record. Miller has now been hit 14 times this season. We aren't even in July. The righty Eric Brown Jr. steps in. One on, one out. The pitch is a called strike one. Slider on the inside corner at 87. Brown Jr. is 1-for-3 tonight. He's been hit by a pitch and singled in the sixth inning. The 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Miller's at first. It's 5-0 Biloxi in the top of the ninth inning. Murphy delivers, misses up, and the count goes to 2-1. The fastball at 97. Miller takes his lead off first. Brown holds him on. Now the pitch. Brown Jr. tips it foul, in and out of Payne's mitt. The count evens 2-2. Murphy comes set. Now Brown Jr. calls time and steps in. Murphy fires. Brown Jr. takes just off the outside corner, a slider at 89. The count goes to 3-2. The payoff pitch. Called strike three. Brown Jr. tossed his bat back to the dugout, and that was a fastball at 97. First strikeout tonight for Murphy. Second time Brown Jr. struck out tonight. And now 2 away with the man on for the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. It's 5-0 Biloxi, top of the ninth inning. Murphy delivers. Rodriguez takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez 1-for-3 tonight. Came around to score last time up after a single. The 1-0 pitch. He swings and loops it down the left field line by Goble's glove, and it dunks in for a single. Rodriguez has another multi-hit performance. Miller moves up to second. And it brings up the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. Rodriguez continues to raise that average and enter today at 301. He singles there and his average now at 305. And in another multi-hit performance. Rodriguez this season has 16 different multi-hit performances. Two on, two out. Lefty Martinez Jr. is up. Murphy fires. He takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Last time up, Martinez Jr. hit a bullet out to right center, 421 feet, 108 off the bat, for his team-leading seventh home run of the season. That made it 5-0. The 1-0 pitch. He swings and hammers one foul. This is high and deep, but out of play. Goble over. Smacks off the wall. Count evens 1-1. It is a violent swing from Martinez Jr. Blake. Martinez Jr. digs back in. Murphy gets the sign from Payne behind the plate. Now the pitch. He swings and drives it towards left center. Martinez comes on and makes the running catch. That ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. Two runners left on base. Justin Yeager comes out of the Shuckers bullpen. Looking to close this thing out. It's 5-0 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers, and on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom nine, Shuckers all over Rapid City tonight. It's a 5-0 Biloxi lead. The righty Justin Yeager comes out of the Shuckers bullpen. Nick Merkel exits after two scoreless innings. No runs, no hits, no walks, one strikeout. And the righty Justin Yeager enters and faces the lefty Nelson Rada at the top of Rapid City's order. Yeager delivers. Rada takes strike one. It's a slider at 85. Yeager makes his 21st appearance of the season. 2.53 ERA in 21 and a third innings. Just three walks. The 0-1 pitch. Rada takes low and inside. Count evens 1-1. Just three walks and 23 strikeouts for Yeager. Opponents also hitting 247 against him. The 1-1 pitch. Rada swings and misses. Slider at 85. The count goes to 1-2. Yeager delivers. Rada gets hit right on the knee, and he is down in a heap. The trainer now just comes out of the dugout. That's Dylan Colwell, who is tending now to Rada, who is holding his right knee and writhing in pain. That was at 97 miles an hour from Yeager. Call's already been made for manager Andy Schatzley for a pinch runner. The concern right now for Rapid City is Angels top prospect Nelson Rada is down in a heap at home plate. Acting manager for the Shuckers, Fidel Pena, out of the dugout, gets the pinch runner from home plate umpire Chandler Durham. Pinch runner is yet to come out of the dugout. Rada is right now just sitting on home plate. Certainly hope everything's okay with Rada. That was hard and right to the knee. Chapsley and Colwell help him up. Rada limps back to the dugout. Some help from strength and conditioning coach David Robertson. And Gustavo Campero comes in as the pinch runner. Rada exits. Campero now in as the pinch runner. Nobody out in the bottom of the ninth inning. The pitch misses up and away to the righty, Denzer Guzman. It's 5-0 Biloxi. The 1-0 pitch fouled back, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch. Tips foul ball back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2. Five nothing Shuckers in the bottom of the ninth inning. One on, nobody out. The pitch. Check swing. Does not matter. It's a called strike for eighth innings. A fastball at 95. Now one away for the lefty, Orlando Martinez.
Number 13.
Martinez is 1-for-3 today. Broke to single in the right back in the fourth inning. That's the only hit so far today. The pitch is a slider that misses off the inside corner. The count goes to 1-0. Biloxi's pitching staff has been dominant tonight. The pitch driven towards right center. Martin under it, and he makes the catch. Rapid City down to their final out. Two out, one on. The righty Eric Wagaman now steps in. Heigemann digs in from the left side. Shuckers needed 5-0. Two outs in the bottom of the ninth. The pitch. Heigemann hammers it down the right field line, but foul. And the count goes 2-1. The 0-1 pitch. Called strike two at the top of the zone. Fastball at 95, and Rocket City is down to their final strike. The 0-2 pitch. Heigemann fouls it off. First base side and out of play. We'll do it again. The 0-2 pitch. Chopped up the middle. O'Ray ranges over. It goes under his glove and in the center. Here is the long way over. Lunge for it. And it's just out of his reach. Heigemann tallies the second hit of the night for Rocket City. And it brings up the lefty Tucker Flint. Two on, two out. Biloxi leads it 5-0 in the bottom of the ninth. Flint today, 0-2. He's been hit by a pitch. The pitch home. Misses up and away. The count goes to 1-0. Heigemann's at first. Campero's at second. The 1-0 pitch. Flint takes a strike on the outside corner. Slider at 86. The count evens 1-1. Yeager delivers. Tips foul. In and out of Miller's net. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Rocket City down to their final strike. It's 5-0 Biloxi. Yeager comes home. Tipped foul, and we'll do it again. Heigemann's at first, Campero's at second. One ball, two strikes, two away. Yeager sets the bell. Now the pitch. Rolled to first. Two hops. Martinez Jr. grabs it, takes it to the bag himself, and Biloxi dominates Rocket City. A 5-0 final, and the pitching staff has thrown 17 consecutive shutout innings in this series. In the ninth, no runs, one hit, no errors, two runners left on base. Biloxi, 5 runs, 9 hits, and an error tonight for Rocket City. No runs, 2 hits, and an error. Jacob Izrowski earns the win. He improves to 1-1 on the season. Caden Dana, the loss, falls to 4-5. Lots to get to on the postgame show. We'll wrap up everything from tonight, as well as a look at the Omaha Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League and the Brewers organization. Comes your way next, the Grounds Zero Blues Club postgame show. Checkers win 5-0. They continue what has been a dominant series against Rocket City. We're back after this. Hey, Checkers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Checkers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Checkers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show from the Ground Zero broadcast booth in Madison, Alabama. Shuckers win it big, 5-0 over the Rocket City Trash Pandas. The offense continues to look hot at the plate. Biloxi homers in their 8th consecutive game. They also score 5 or more runs for the 9th time in their last 15 games. And they get a 5-0 win over Rocket City. It is their 6th shutout win of the season. 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Biloxi. For Rocket City, no runs, 2 hits, and an error. Jacob Mizorowski gets the win for Biloxi behind a career-high tying 6 shutout innings. No walks, 5 strikeouts on 78 pitches. He improves to 1-2 on the season. Caden Dana tagged with the loss after he gives up 3 runs in 5 and a third innings with 7 strikeouts. He falls to 4-5 on the year. With the win, the Shuckers improve to 27-36 on the season. They've all of a sudden won 3 in a row, while Rocket City has lost 6 of 7. They're at 32-32 on the season. Time to take a look at today's scoring summary. It was a pitcher's duel early on. Nobody scored until the 6th inning as Keenan Dana and Jacob Mizorowski matched zeros through the first 5 innings. Shuckers, though, got on the board in a sacrifice fly from Carlos Rodriguez in the 6th inning. That scored Brock Wilken from 3rd, that double. He doubled earlier on in the inning. Shuckers then got the bases loaded, and Noah Campbell drove in 2 on a 2 RBI single. That made it 3-0. Ernesto Martinez Jr. hammered one 421 feet in the 8th inning, his team-leading 7th homer of the season, as Biloxi wins it by a 5-0 final. Jacob Mizorowski, Nick Merkel, Justin Yeager combined for the shutout. Nick Merkel throws 2 hitless innings. Justin Yeager allows 1 hit, strikes out 1 in a scoreless 9th inning. Again, Shuckers win it by a 5-0 final. Jacob Mizorowski the win. Nick Merkel and Justin Yeager combined to help out the shutout efforts as Caden Dana gets tagged with the loss despite giving up just 2 earned runs on 7 strikeouts over 5 1/3 innings. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 34 minutes in front of 3,836 at Toyota Field. Shuckers again win it by a 5-0 final. Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show rolls on next as we take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Back in a flash on the Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show from Madison, Alabama and Toyota Field. Shuckers continue to dominate in this series against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. A 5-0 win tonight. Shuckers improved to 27-36 on the season. The pitching staff has tossed 17 consecutive shutout innings going back to the second inning of yesterday's game. Meanwhile, Rocket City has lost 4 in a row, 6 of 7. And they are at 32-32 on the season. Winning pitcher tonight, Jacob Mizorowski. 6 shutout innings, gives up 1 hit, no walks, 5 strikeouts. He is at 1-2 on the season. Caden Dana gets tagged with the loss, gives up 3 runs, 2 of them earned on 3 hits over 5 1/3 innings. He is at 4-5 on the year. 5 runs, 9 hits, and an error for Biloxi. No runs, 2 hits, and an error for Rocket City as the Shuckers pitching staff notches their 6th shutout win of the season. Time to take a look at tonight's Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Tennessee beats Mississippi by a 5-2 final. The Smokies now at 38-26 on the season. Mississippi at 29-35 as the playoff race is continuing to heat up in the North and South Division. Remember, the first half ends on Sunday, so two teams will already clinch a playoff spot as we head to the start of the second half next Tuesday. Final, Chattanooga beats Pensacola 9-1. Pensacola at 35-29 on the year. Chattanooga at 19-46. Meanwhile, Birmingham wins it 43 over Montgomery. Birmingham becomes the first team to 40 wins in a half in this half. 40-25 on the year. Montgomery at 37-28. Both Tennessee and Pensacola a game and a half back in the North. Birmingham leads it. And in the South, Montgomery leads it. Elimination number 4 for both sides with 4 games to go in the first half. Time to take a look as well around the Brewers affiliates and the Brewers farm system. Still 2 games in action. The Nashville Sounds lead it 9-4 over the Durham Bulls. Top of the 9th inning. Top of the 4th inning, the ACL Guardians lead the ACL Brewers by a 4-2 score in the Arizona Complex League. Finals elsewhere around the system. The Wisconsin Timberwolves facing Yu Darvish tonight for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps on a rehab assignment from the Padres. Taking for 4 runs in the 2nd inning. It leads the Team Rats to an 8-3 win over the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Wisconsin at 42-23 on the season. Carolina gets their 40th win of the year. They're at 40-24 on the season with a 4-2 win over the Columbia Fireflies. Both the ESL teams are off today. At the big league level, the Brewers playing against the Los Angeles Angels. That game just underway. Top of the 3rd inning. It's 1-0 Milwaukee over Los Angeles. Here the Shuckers win it by a 5-0 final. They get a shutout win over Rocket City. And they're back tomorrow. Brent Witrowski gets the start for Biloxi, 1-0 with a 5.40 ERA. He goes up against the righty Jack Kohanowicz, 2-6 with a 5.86 earned run average. First pitch tomorrow night, 6:35. We'll be at you with pregame at 6:15 on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network as the Shuckers will look to secure at least a series split. And they'll be playing with house money the rest of the way as they look to win the final series of the first half. And it would be their second consecutive series win in this ballpark dating back to last season. Shuckers win at 5-0, 6:35 first pitch tomorrow night, 6:15 pregame on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. For all of us at the Shuckers radio network, I'm Javik Blake saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Shuckers Trash Pandas, third game of a six-game set. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.